So how did it feel to be out there?
It was great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a while, so I was happy to be out there.
Any big difference between this practice and what you experienced in college?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's great players out here, so it's a challenge, definitely.
What's your first impression of things so far? I know it's very early on, but after the first practice.
It's too early. You know, I feel good, and I'm glad to be out here. You know.
Been able to get to know teammate-wise. You talked to Logan, he said, you know, you guys have gotten to talk a little bit. Have you had a chance to really spend some time with any of the guys?
You know, they've all been real warm and welcoming, and it's been a great group of guys. You know, Sebastian and Ryan Wendell are two guys that have helped me a ton. So.
Nate, with each day, how nerve-wracking was it to not be here, especially once training camp started?
Oh, you know, things happen. I'm just happy to be here now, so.
Is it over? Were you keeping track on a daily or hour by hour basis, or texting your agent, or how are you dealing with it?
No. Just wanted to get out here and play, you know. So.
I had a lot of time, but do you feel a little bit behind? Maybe. How are you trying to get caught up to speed?
Well, there's just great coaches here, and that's going to help me just get ready to play.
Do you feel overwhelmed at all by everything?
You know, it's a big process, but you know, there's great support and great teammates, so. About a month ago, I moved in and got to know some of the guys and was training here, getting used to the climate and things like that.
So you've been here the entire last month?
Yeah.
How much did you spend your days as you were waiting for everything to be finalized with your contract? How did you kind of make sure that you would be as prepared as you could be?
Oh, you know, I just had to stay in shape and study, you know, what I'd been taught on the plays, you know, beforehand. So.
What can Logan, Matt, and Dan all teach you? I mean, they talk, you know, so Logan said that, you know, guys like you are going to have to watch and listen and learn. Yeah. What is that process going
to
be like?
Well, I have a ton to learn, and to have those guys to teach me is a fantastic opportunity. So I couldn't be happier about that, having those veteran guys.
Do you think time on the field is more important, or film room, or a mixture?
I think it's a combination. You know, those guys are going to be great leaders in both ways.
Get a sense of how different some of the technique stuff is, or did you come and see what the guys were doing and say, oh, I've been doing that for a while?
Yes and no. Some of it's really similar, some of it's different, and you know, like I said before, it's you know, these are great coaches, and I'm going to listen to whatever they have to say and to make me a better player.
Did you follow Matt's career? I mean, as a tackle yourself, I mean, did you look at him and say, you're the kind of guy I want?
Yeah, absolutely. He's an outstanding guy, and you hear so much of him on and off the field, and you know, he's a great guy to look up to, but there's so many good guys on this team, it's amazing. So,
did your expectations for your role change at all when you learned that Matt was re-signing here?
My expectations have always been the same. I want to be as best as I can be and contribute to this team.
How would you describe your first practice win?
Shoot, it's hard to say. It's never as good as you think or as bad as you think, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
How do you feel your fitness was just making it through it?
You know, it's not the first day of camp that's the tough one. It's, you know, it's 15th, 20th day, you know, so I felt good today. But, you know, it's always a grind.
Did you have a sense that the Patriots would re-sign Matt Light for this year? Were you surprised by that or expecting?
I had no idea about any of that stuff. I wasn't trying to speculate. I was just, you know, getting ready as much as I could. So.
It's never as good as you feel or as bad as you feel. Did it feel good or did it feel bad?
No, it's never as bad or as good as you think. And, you know, if I came out here and said it was bad, then it was probably better than I thought. If I came out here and said it was good, it was probably worse than I thought, you know. So I can't say.